D9, Early American Poet. If Phyllis Wheatley had been white, she would have been known far and wide as a famous poet. But since she was black, she was not taken seriously as an author. Most early Americans believed that black slaves could not be educated. Yet here was a slave who, at the age of 20, had a full volume of her poems published in England. Mr. and Mrs. John Wheatley of Boston bought Phyllis as a child in 1761. They took her directly from a slave ship. The Wheatley children soon taught her English, and before long she had also learned Latin. By the age of 14, she began writing poetry. Phyllis was treated more like one of the Wheatley family than like a slave. She had her own room, she ate with the family, and she worked no more than the Wheatley children. But outside the home, she was expected to keep her place. When she was invited out to eat with other families, she had to dine at a separate table. During the Revolution, she was given her freedom. After she wrote a poem in 1776 honoring George Washington, she was invited to visit him. But most people had lost interest in the black woman who wrote poetry. She could not support herself as a poet, and she died in extreme poverty at the age of 31.